Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh my God, it's almost Halloween. And you know what that means, Johnny?
Boston.
That's right, baby. Martinis and Murder is coming to Boston on Halloween. We are going to be doing a live show at the Wilbur, and it is going to be pretty incredible because I have convinced John, I paid him some money, to show off some really embarrassing photos of himself that have never been seen before that will pretty much shake you to your core.
They will. And it has to do with a previous Halloween costume that I've talked about on the show.
And outside of his scariness that he shows on his costumes, we're going to be talking scary stories, yes, unsolved mysteries. We need your guys' help. We want your opinion. Come have a martini with us at the Wilbur on Halloween. Boston, get ready for us.
Yeah, grab a friend, grab your boyfriend, grab your girlfriend.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Hide your wife and come to the Wilbur. We are so excited. There's only a handful of meet and greet tickets left.
And where can they get their tickets, John?
You can get tickets at oxygen.tv/mmboston, and you'll go right to a Ticketmaster link and you can buy your tickets there.
Tickets are selling, and you know, if you scroll over to my Instagram, the ticket link is also in my bio. So there you go. Even easier.
Yeah, we hope to see you guys there.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. Matt literally just said,
I guess I don't really need to be here. As we go, hi, everyone. No, Matt, you know what? You fucking don't.
No, Matt, stay for this one part. I want to talk about last week really quickly.
Okay, I was going to go see Keith Morrison, but I'll prioritize.
Oh, yes, we're doing a Dateline shoot.
Whatever you have to say.
I literally organize. There's just so much happening.
Are we supposed to be doing a Dateline shoot?
I'll talk to you about
that after the show.
We'll talk later. So last week we were talking about Matt's fuck up, Eposide 149.
Right.
Which was neither correctly spelled nor numerated.
Correct.
Then after we turned off the mics and we were like wrapping up, you had already left, and I looked at it again and I was like, oh, it also says the mystery of room 146, but the room is 1046.
Yeah.
So literally there were like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 like words or numbers in the title, and he got 3 out of the 7 wrong. I'm just pointing that out. I think it's my one chance to kind of point something out to
please.
Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
Do you have anything to say?
We'll give you a rebuttal.
Yeah, we'll give you the chance.
We're fair people.
I plead the fifth.
And I think that says everything that we need to know.
And by the way,
sometimes the silence is the loudest voice in the room. And I think we can tell right now.
I do want to say one more thing about it, because we had just recorded Sunday's episode before we are here now talking.
Yes.
And it still says episode 149. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know if Matt's aware. I don't know if it was a copy paste. It's fine.
I'm waiting for him to say. That was a perfect line. Perfect. Fake news.
Fake news.
Oh, I see what Matt's doing over
there. It's a real thing.
All right, Matt, you're dismissed now. You can leave.
Well, if you guys want to see all the mistakes that Matt makes in real time.
I know.
Today, we're in Boston at the Wilbur Theater right now. You need to get your tickets. They are
in our show
notes. Oxygen.tv/mmboston. Wow, I got that
Look
right.
at you.
It's like I do this podcast.
Listen, if you are listening to the show the day it's out, like it just popped up on your podcast feed,
and you're like, oh my God, I'm in Boston, and oh my God, I haven't heard these fuckers talk about Boston for the past month. Holy shit, they're in Boston. Get your ticket. Come see us. We would love to see you.
Do you want a lap dance?
And we just lost tickets.
Megan, can you turn, actually, like, literally turn his mic off?
Yeah, it's done now. It's done. Thanks, and he's off. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
Bye, Matt.
She literally did turn his mic down. I was just kidding.
No,
but,
she did. She needed to.
Matt will be there. What happens once he's there? Who really knows?
You know what's going to happen once he's there?
Go ahead. That's Darren
and
working the DJ board for you.
When I'm on stage?
Yeah. Ah, how do you know the sound effects so well?
Just guessed.
This is very weird. Yes. Are you in here like practicing when we're not on the show?
You want me to do one for you?
Yes. What happens when I come on? Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Hi. Thank you. Yeah. Fade it out.
She fades.
Megan's
yes.
getting good at the sport.
I'm sorry,
I love
but
it.
Those buttons, fuck it. There's 8 colorful buttons mm-hmm. that are perfect button size. They stare at me all fucking day, yeah. and I just want to push them.
All fucking. We record for an hour. It's
fine. I never remember where they are, so I always like the element of surprise.
Well, you're really good at like figuring it out. We need to maybe incorporate these a little bit more. We can program these into other things, right, Megan?
We should, and we shall.
We shall. Maybe like isolated like moments from the show. God. Okay, so we are so excited. If you guys, last minute tickets are still available. We have a handful of meet and greets left, so come and meet us. I know a lot of fans, we got them. I'm so excited to meet people and take sexy Halloween pictures.
Everyone remember, ladies, he has a good side, so he's going to be very particular.
I'm sorry, it's my one thing. Like, I only like being photographed on one side.
Speaking of,
you're
good
so good at this, by the way, because when we get together, you know exactly where to stand.
I know my place. I know a lady's place next to a man. Sound effects for boo boo.
There is one. No, boo. All right, that's fine.
I'm adding my own emphasis.
Yeah, that's your.
But speaking of sides, we were on Watch What Happens Live.
Last night. Well, two nights ago. Yeah.
And also for tonight on Halloween, I will also be on Watch What Happens Live. So
oh, will you? Oh, that's right.
I can be in two places at once. It's amazing.
Do you think this qualifies us for Emmy contention yet?
Definitely.
Best supporting bartenders?
Yes. Ooh, okay. That's a good one.
Emmy, TV Academy, get into it.
I will say, John and I are in the dressing room and we're, you know, doing videos, as you guys saw probably on my Instagram, we're messing around. And of course, John's like, first question, he's like, well, can I be on the left? And I was like, sweetie, we're going to be placed where we're going to be placed. And he was like, okay, yeah.
I mean, I knew that, but.
I know, but it was just like, I don't really get it. Whatever makes you feel comfortable, but. Your face is symmetrical. So
I know.
I feel like you don't have to worry about it.
Honestly, I'll tell you what
Outside
it is.
Outside of that huge thing you have on your right side of your face.
Right. My whole, this that, giant,
I
like,
don't want to say it. It's a goiter, maybe, or an inflammation. Wow. I don't want to say it.
Just for the record, my skin is looking very good lately.
Yeah,
so
your skin look flawless.
Darren is making things up. I think it's partially, I don't even really know what it is. I think it's partially the way my haircuts are, because I have like a side part and like the way my hair falls on the other side, I don't love. It's my own insecurity. Let me live
my
life.
No, and I support your insecurities.
And by the way, we were on the show with the guests who were Brandy Glanville from Real Housewives of
Beverly Hills
and Kelly Dodd from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Wow, look at you. Look at the posters in our
room. In our studio. Yeah, just making sure.
You have research, right?
Making sure. And it was kind of like an amazing episode, right? Those two are like such spitfire, amazing women. And I will say we've done 3 of these now, the two of us. I know you've been on 1,000 other times, but... That last night felt like really like we were having like the first time I was a little nervous because I was like, what do you expect? The second time it was like it was like a different, I forget exactly what made it different. Maybe I was like not feeling great or something. And I just remember being like maybe exhausted or something. Yeah. But last night just really felt like, look at us looking cute.
We were on a good night.
I got a lot of messages about your makeup, which looked amazing.
Your shirt was amazing. Your whole outfit was amazing. You looked handsome. You got a haircut. You looked great.
Thanks.
I will say, so, you know, John is not overly familiar with the Housewives, but he sort of knows a little bit. And I was giving him snippets in between the commercial breaks we were talking. And I was like, you should know them because Bad Girls Club and blah, 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 blah. And he's talking
when
to
I used
about
to do
Jersey.
Bad Girls Club stuff.
And so after, you know, you take pictures with everyone, you can see the pictures on my Instagram and Brandy Glenn. Now, both of these women are nice as hell, but spitfires for sure. And sort of like loose cannons. And that's kind of the joke. And I know Dodd pretty well. And so Brandy was like, oh my God, you know, we're taking a picture.
Oh, yeah,
and she's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And, she, and I was like, I don't know, Brandy. Like, she's like, well, I watch Oxygen. Like I watch Snapped. I watch all those. I was like, yeah, I could see you being on Snap. And she was like, what? No, I would never be on Snap. Like normal people would be like, are you kidding? I'm a gentle flower.
Yeah.
Her reasoning was that she wouldn't do premeditated murder.
Right.
She's like, if I'm going to do it, it's just going to go.
There's a certain way.
You mean you're going to snap?
Yeah, exactly.
And she was like, well, I mean, she's like, but I do like watching the show for tips. And I was like, great.
I will say this too. She could have let it go, but then like
no, she kept going.
10 more minutes goes by and she's like, no, but Darren, seriously, yeah, like, I just like, want to make it very clear.
I'm not going to, and I go, Brandy, you've thought about this.
Yeah,
like
this
you've put, and then we were like, do you want to come on our podcast? Yeah. Like, and she was like, yes, she does, I need to. Yeah. I was like, okay, we'll make it happen, babe. We'll
for the record, this was after the show, so you wouldn't have seen this, but.
She was very involved and I thought it was hilarious because I was like, you know those people that, you know, they double down on their lie or they, you know.
Yeah, totally.
And they're like, well, because this, I'm going to overcompensate.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
was her being yeah. like, I didn't kill anybody 4 days ago. What?
She seems what? So fun. We have to have her in here to
they're
talk about it.
They're both fantastic yeah, both of them women. Are great. And I think I put on my Instagram, I was like, I couldn't think of two better spokespeople
yeah.
For Martinis and murder other than fucking Brandy
well,
and
that's
Kelly
a good
Dodd.
Point. Yeah.
So it worked out pretty well.
And even Andy, you know, he came back and talked to us for a little bit, which was yes. nice because, you know, he's super busy. Like the fact that he even took a moment was so nice. And
yeah, but he, you know, he's there to like grill me. Like
he is.
Like, he's there to just
I've
like see
that.
How I interact with you. Like mm-hmm. he doesn't get that I can be around another gay guy. Like
right.
I was just taking a picture and he like leans on you.
Yeah, he's
and
cute.
Like he fucking mills in my life to see what the fuck I'm gonna say.
Megan, isolate this and send this to Andy Cohen.
He knows. Yeah. He fucking knows. Like yeah. that.
Do you think that's what it is? He's wanting to see
yeah,
how you
he
interact.
Loves, he's just like. You know, he's one of those like big brother types that loves to tease you, you know? And so it's
he
like
is,
whenever
yeah.
he can latch on to something, you know, he will.
I remember one of the first time, I think it might have been the first time I formally met him. This was years ago. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We were together in his office.
Okay.
And you were sort of explaining something to him and I sort of see him start to grin.
Yeah.
And then he starts like laughing a little bit.
Yes.
And you literally are like, what are you laughing at right now? He's like, nothing, nothing. It's just funny to see you like... I don't know exactly what it's, he was even
like
saying, but
he gets a kick out of me working.
I was going to say you like doing things other than assisting him maybe.
Yeah. Or just yeah. like he doesn't, he's just so funny. Like after AC2, I was in Houston last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to St. Louis after Boston and then Fort Lauderdale this weekend. For
busy,
them.
Busy.
Last two shows of the year. Yeah. Very busy. And I was in Houston and we're in the, after their show, we're in the back and, you know, I get Martinis and Murder fans. So there was a couple
yeah.
of Martinis and Murder fans at the Houston show.
That's
said
right.
hi, which was really, really sweet. And we're in the dressing room, me, Andy, and Anderson. And Andy goes, you know, Anderson, like, Darren's kind of a person herself. And I go, oh we're considering
gosh.
Me a person now. And go, oh, this is good. This
Andy
is good.
Said this?
Yeah. And I go, oh, I'm a person now? I'm a person?
What does that even
mean? And Anderson was like, oh. And he goes, yeah, she does like speaking things. Like he couldn't wrap his head around like me. Like he
you're
like,
doing something
he's
beyond.
Like, you have friends? You have a dog? Like,
well, remember.
What? I'm shook. Like, he's so cute with it.
Well, remember, Anderson had to be the one to be like, by the way, Darren's in the New York Times today with
right.
John or
and
whatever.
And he got mad at me because I didn't tell
right.
him. And I'm like, well, am I going to tell you everything? And he's just like,
because you're your own person.
Well, right. And like, and even when, before you got to Watch What Happens Live, I was getting my makeup done and he was
yeah.
like, and Darren, what are we on promoting today? And I go, well, Andrew, we are promoting my live show in Boston, which I didn't tell you about that I have to travel for tomorrow. And he was like,
oh, interesting. How does that work? Are you able to just like do this and not really mention it? Because
yeah.
you do a lot of stuff remotely anyway, right?
Yeah, and like I'll tell him. I mean, he's so, I mean,
yeah, he's very helpful.
My joking aside, this is all a testament to him just being like, the coolest
absolutely,
boss ever. But
yeah.
there was a time, I want to say it was like 2 years ago when I told him like, hey, I got to go do this thing. I'm like, he's like, I feel like we're at the point now where you can just go do it.
Yeah.
And like, I trust you to go do it. You don't need to like
yeah,
ask
you
my
have,
permission
you, and
anymore.
You have your ducks in the row with him.
And
so
it's
like,
been so many years. He's like, you don't need to like tell me this.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
mean
yeah.
certainly if I'm taking a 2 week vacation like
well,
I did
sure.
to Greece, I'm going to tell him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But and you know, he's never said no, but like little yeah. day things, he doesn't care. And I'm seeing him on Friday anyway, so I have to work through the weekend.
Right, right.
So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that's good. We were recently on True Crime Obsessed After Party, which is an exclusive benefit just for their Patreon members. And by the way, Patrick and Jillian, we love you. Thank you for having us on your show.
Yes, thank you.
And if you want to hear more about your stories with Andy, that's a great place to go listen because you came up with some good ones I hadn't even really heard.
Yeah, I had some good Andy stories, some good game show stories. It's fun.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a good time.
It's always a good time.
Well, shifting gears a little bit, by the way, Watch What Happens Live, thank you for having us on as usual.
Can I do a shout out to somebody really quick as we actually transition into the quick mental health note? Because we talked a lot about therapy and we got a lot of people reaching out to us about everything. And let me just say, like, John and I are not professionals. We can just say that what we get from professionals, and we can tell you
our experiences
and what we suggest, but like nothing is set in stone. I feel like that goes without saying, but someone did reach out to me. Her Instagram is sledhockeylover94, which I really appreciate. I don't want to read her message because it was pretty personal. It was pretty personal to me, but I just wanted to say that you are loved from Martinis and Murder, and we hear you, and I really appreciate you reaching out. I know you're going through a really tough time right now, and therapy is definitely really important, but there's plenty of other podcasts and people to listen to and outlets to get the information from. But thank you so much for reaching out to me. Your message meant a lot, and I love you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, I will say, I think I talked about this on, I will talk about this on Sunday's episode that we just recorded, but it's so nice to connect with our listeners in ways that go beyond just the topic we're discussing that week, you know?
I agree.
To me, that's what makes me want to podcast so much, because I really feel like if we can share our experiences, which I'm sure so many other people are experiencing at the same time, and they can feel relatable to that.
Yeah.
What more joy is there in the world?
That's always the point. You know, it's always the people that are that we want to help. You have someone who reached out to you.
Yeah. Well,
don't
that's
you?
The perfect segue, because I also had someone reach out to me, as we do on a weekly basis. A nice guy by the name of Justin reach out to me on Instagram after our discussion recently. I wanted to read what he said. And by the way, I have asked these people if we can, you know, talk about these things on air, so I'm not just reading their personal lives. But Justin had a really interesting thing. And, you know, I talked recently about mental health for men. You know, it's kind of a stigma, especially military people. It's a stigma that you have to deal with this and you shouldn't seek help.
It should be too tough.
Exactly. Right. Well, and Justin wrote me, and he did say I could read this. So I just wanted to be quick about it. He says, "Hi, John. I wanted to say thank you. I really appreciate that Darren and you discuss mental health on Another Shot. I have been suffering from traumatic PTSD for years now. Hearing the topics brought a smile to my face, and I reached over to hold my wife's hand." How sweet is Justin?
God, I'm dying.
This year, up until 2 months ago, I did not go out in public. I was going on 3 years of really only staying either at our home or at the in-laws. It was hard to be anywhere in public and feel safe. 2 months ago, I had a PTSD service animal donated to me. This changed my life. This changed my wife's life. And this, more importantly, changed my kids' life. I just want to read one quick other thing.
I'm
he says,
right,
I never knew how bad I was at my worst point until I heard my mother-in-law tell me, 3 months ago, you looked dead. You were dark. You had no life in your smile. Today, your eyes are open and you can see life again. Every day, he says, I try to do better than I did the day before, but some days I feel like I get worse. And then he says, Instagram won't let me type anymore. You know, a lot to say here at the moment.
Casual.
But essentially, he went on to tell me that his PTSD was sort of treatable with a service animal. So there's another example. I mean, that's not even quite psychotherapy. You know, that's not talking to a therapist. So just know, everyone out there, it's okay. Guys, girls, guys in particular, you can feel better. It's going to be okay. And I feel like we've done such a great job, in my opinion, of expressing our experiences. And I hope, and I'm sure you do as well, hope that people really can find that outlet and find the courage to take that first step. Because once you take that first step, you're going to start running downhill towards positivity. Trust me.
Amen to that. Yeah. Well said. Thank you, Justin, for reaching out.
Yeah, thanks, Justin.
Really appreciate it. And let me just say, like, everyone knows I'm an animal lover on the show.
I know. That's why I wanted to
tell
you.
Very obvious. But I even congratulated Megan for taking in that little pup. Is she good?
You got a new pup?
Well, no, it's a cat.
Oh, a kitty.
Well, she's a kitty.
Oh, I didn't realize
but
that.
She's elegant and she's dainty.
Did you talk about this on the show recently?
Last week we talked about
it. Oh,
her.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I don't remember this.
Well, I think it was off air and I was just like so enthralled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beetlejuice, right?
Oh, Beetlejuice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is Beetlejuice doing well?
He gained a pound. Look at him growing up.
Feeding from the trough. but I will say, you know, and I think that there's sort of like the funny aspect of service animals. You know, I think John Oliver did a bit where it's like, yeah, my service animal's a chicken and I'm going to take it on a plane and I got a cockatoo and this and that. But let me just tell you, especially on a plane, because I see this a lot more than just, you know, in the streets. If there is a fucking dog or a cat on my flight, It is like smoking a whole ounce of pot. Like, I am so relaxed from seeing these animals. Just, they're so calming.
Honey, that's so cute.
And I love them. And I just like, oh my God, my boy got a haircut. I Instagrammed it.
Yeah.
And he
I saw this.
You know, he's had back issues. So he gets very traumatized, very finicky. And my girlfriend is away right now, and she's been away for 2 weeks. And so
she's still away.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All right, good. Just checking in. By the way, check in on your friends, guys. That's another tip.
Yeah, always check in on your friends.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we're used to this. She travels all the time.
I know.
But with the dog being not well, it's very rare that I'm by myself. And
with
like,
it, yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm definitely mom, but I'm not mom. Like, I'm stepmom,
you
know?
Yeah,
and like,
right.
And he trusts me, but like, he was so traumatized that he like wasn't getting out of bed. He wasn't eating. And I was like freaking out. Like, I've never been so stressed in my life. And
sorry,
like,
what is he traumatized about exactly?
He got a haircut, which.
Oh, the haircut traumatized.
But the person has to come to our apartment.
Right.
And like, it seems really like innocuous, but for him, because he had a herniated disc, he doesn't like anyone touching his back. He's not in pain, but he's scared.
Yeah, sure.
To be in pain. And so it's just traumatizing for him.
Yeah.
He's like a little Yorkie. And. Oh my God, it crushed my heart.
Were you crying?
Like no other. And then, you know, I gave him some trazodone, you know, like just a drug to kind of calm him down a little bit. I was hand feeding him chicken and cheese because I'm a good mom and I do that.
He's like a tiny little thing, right? Like very small.
He's like 8 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's older, you know, he's like 13 or something. He just had a birthday. But once he started to get back up and I could give him from walking, eating, my heart like...
You did. So, you were fulfilled.
With
yes.
Fucking joy. And I kissed him and I was like, oh my God. Thank God. Like, oh my God.
It sounds like that's similar to what Justin was experiencing.
Well,
like in terms
really,
of feeling
they
like
can
good.
Change everything. And like, I'm not making light of it. What I'm saying is like,
yeah,
even
you know.
For me who doesn't have PTSD or is depressed,
yeah.
It can change my
whole yeah.
day. So imagine someone who really needs it, you know, like
totally.
Animals are just, the best.
I'll say this, you know, I've been thinking, do I want to get a little puppy? Do I want to get a little kitty? I've been thinking of it for years.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, I've always wanted to, but I'm about to be moving in December and I just want to make sure.
I would move first.
Yeah. Cause I don't want to reintroduce it to a new setting.
Well, and it's just harder for you.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Who wants to move all that stuff? Are you leaning more towards pup or more towards kit?
It's hard because.
Or both.
Megan's laughing
both.
At you. Yeah, maybe both eventually.
No, Megan's laughing in support of me.
That's true. I think I might start with a kitty.
Well, because kitties are cute.
They're low maintenance. I'm going to need some low maintenance in the beginning.
They're low maintenance animals, but high maintenance individuals.
They sure are. That's what I like about them.
You got to earn their love.
Absolutely. And then eventually when I'm a little more settled into whatever my new place is, I will hopefully get a little puppy. I want a little like Minpin or something.
Minpin?
Yeah. Can I tell you, they're a miniature pincher. Sorry, yes.
Okay.
There's this Instagram account. I this is not like an ad by any means. I need to tell everybody about it.
Uh-huh.
It's a dog. Okay, can I tell you? You're going to die. There's this dog.
Oh, Lord.
The dog's name, I believe, is Taco. It's a little Minpin. It's a little Minpin. And this Instagram account
is... Can I see a pic?
Yeah. The Instagram account... Well, hold on. Let me tell you about it first, and I'll show you the picture. Was of this dog, Taco, and its owner would, like, take it on walks and stuff, right? Well, and you can go back, like that's where it started. And eventually they were taking the dog on a walk where this stray little kitty would like play around with the Minpin. And it was so adorable. He would take videos and then they'd go home. Well, eventually the owner adopts the kitty.
Of course.
And now there's the cat. I'm getting so excited.
Megan,
I can't speak. The cat's name is Tequila. And they live together and they're best friends. And like, it is the cutest thing. So now you could see like kind of the journey of them like learning that there's a kitty and then it just goes and lives in the wall or
my
under
cold,
the car.
My cold dead heart is weeping red right now.
And I want everyone to follow it. It's the Instagram name's a little tough. It's TNT_dog_and_cat. It's a lot. It's a mouthful. Every time I see these videos, no matter what my mood is in,
like
I just completely lose it. All they do is like play with each other. I'm showing Darren and Megan. All they do is play around the house.
They're brothers.
They're brothers. They're the same size. I don't know what their gender is.
Well, that's how my dog and cat are. Like, they're total brothers.
Yeah.
And they're older now, but they definitely used to play around. But like, if Woody, my cat, is in Julius's dog bed.
Yeah.
Do I hear about that? You know, Julius comes up to me and he's like, hello, mom.
Can you get this thing
out
of here?
And I have to get the fucking cat, because the cat can go everywhere and Julius can... It's like...
Right, right.
And then if I'm treating Julius... Gotta treat Woody.
Well, like, sure.
It's just...
Yeah, it's a lot to
but
handle.
But I'm okay.
But it's fun, isn't it?
My heart is filled.
Yes, exactly.
My heart is filled.
So I think eventually I'll get that. And follow that Instagram account if you want, like, lots of joy in your life.
If I couldn't love you more, I will once you get animals because...
Everyone says this. I
because
recently...
It's incomparable. Like, you can't compare it to anything else. Like...
Yeah, no, I hear you. There was recently a coworker here brought her little puppy in. It's a tiny little Yorkie. I'm forgetting exactly if it was a Yorkie, something small. And I was like enamored with this dog. I was like, oh my God, it's so cute. And I was like feeding him French fries from the Calm from our cafeteria here. But listen, he wanted them and she said I could do it. So I'm feeding him. And then I got a message. I won't say who or why or how, but from another coworker in the vicinity. And she was like, we're close friends. And she was like, I just want to let you know that like seeing you interact with that dog like that made me fall in love with you. And I was like, honey, you're married and I'm gay. This is not going to work out.
But like,
there's a certain like sweetness to it, I guess.
If
I never really thought of
children
it.
Was half as fulfilling as having animals, I'd probably be inclined to have children. But
kids.
I know that's not true.
That's not true.
Because then kids grow up.
Then they grow
adults.
Up. Then they grow up to be 4 years old.
Right. And
which
cats
is
and dogs
maybe
just
worst.
Grow up to be like older and bigger, and that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking
I'd love
of
you
which,
a lot more.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. It wasn't Darren who messaged me, by the way. If anyone's wondering.
It wasn't. No.
We hope to see you on our Boston show. There are still tickets left if you're listening to this day.
Tonight. Will recap it next week. Thank you for all of you guys who have bought tickets. In fact, I have just two quick shout outs.
Oh, that's right.
At CindyBoop411 and at @O_Davey also bought tickets.
Yes.
We're very excited to see you guys. We are looking forward to it.
Happy Halloween.
Ween.
Oh my God. Remember the Lizzie Borden thing we did?
Oh my God. Yes.
Year?
Lizzie Borden.
Go listen. What is it? Lindsay Borden had an axe. Lindsay Borden.
Gave 40 wins.
Has 10 thumbtacks. No?
Should have a cat.
Lizzie Borden, got a cat.
Lizzie Borden, get a fucking cat.
Get a cat. Lindsay Borden. Lindsay Borden.
Yeah, now it's.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. We're done.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.